Good afternoon. This is Akashwani and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds talks with his Jamaican counterpart Dr. Andrew Holness in New Delhi. Says India ready to share its experiences with Jamaica in areas of biofuel, innovation, health, education and agriculture. Voting in progress for third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Over 44% voter turnout recorded till 1 p.m. Campaigning intensifies for assembly elections in Haryana. Tensions escalate in West Asia as Israel launches ground raids in southern Lebanon. In cricket, India clean sweep the two-match test series, defeating Bangladesh by 7 wickets at Kanpur. And Indian shooter Parth Rakesh Mane bags double gold at ISSF World Junior Championships in Peru. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with his Jamaican counterpart, Dr. Andrew Holness, in New Delhi today. After the talks, India and Jamaica exchanged memoranda of understanding in the fields of digital infrastructure, cultural exchange and cooperation in the area of sports. In a joint press statement later, Prime Minister Modi expressed confidence that Jamaican Prime Minister's visit will give new energy to bilateral relations as well as their engagement with the entire Caribbean region.
भारत और जमैका के संबंध हमारा साझा इतिहास, साझा लोकतांत्रिक मूल्य और मजबूत पीपल टू पीपल टाइज पर आधारित है। फोर सीज हमारे संबंधों को अंकित करते हैं। कल्चर, क्रिकेट, कॉमनवेल्थ और कैरिकॉम। आज की बैठक में हमने सभी क्षेत्रों में अपना सहयोग सुदृढ़ करने पर विचार किया और कई नए इनिशिएटिव्स की पहचान की।
Prime Minister Modi said trade and investment between India and Jamaica are growing. He said India has always been a reliable and committed development partner in Jamaica's development journey. He further stated that India is ready to share its experience with Jamaica in areas such as digital public infrastructure, small-scale industries, biofuel, innovation, health, education and agriculture.
ITEC tata ICCR scholarship ke madhyam se हमने जमैका के लोगों के स्किल डेवलपमेंट और कैपेसिटी बिल्डिंग में योगदान दिया है। डिजिटल पब्लिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर, लघु उद्योग, बायोफ्यूल, इनोवेशन, हेल्थ, एजुकेशन, एग्रीकल्चर जैसे क्षेत्रों में हम अपना अनुभव जमैका के साथ साझा करने के लिए तैयार हैं।
Speaking about organized crime, drug trafficking and terrorism, the Prime Minister said that these are the common challenges and both sides have agreed to face these challenges together. Mr. Modi said both sides will continue their efforts to ensure global peace and stability.
आज की बैठक में हमने कई वैश्विक एवं क्षेत्रीय मुद्दों पर भी चर्चा की। हम सहमत है कि सभी तनावों और विवादों का समाधान बातचीत के माध्यम से किया जाना चाहिए। हम मिलकर वैश्विक शांति और स्थिरता सुनिश्चित करने के लिए अपने प्रयास जारी रखेंगे। भारत और जमैका एकमत है कि यूनाइटेड नेशन सिक्योरिटी काउंसिल सहित सभी ग्लोबल इंस्टीट्यूशंस में सुधार आवश्यक है।
Prime Minister Modi further informed, the Government of India has decided to name the road in front of the Jamaica High Commission in New Delhi as Jamaica Mark. He added that India and Jamaica may be separated by vast oceans, but our people, our culture and our history are linked to each other. In his address, Prime Minister of Jamaica said, for almost two centuries now, Indians have made their mark in Jamaica, contributing to the development of Jamaica in various spheres.
We are deeply appreciative of India's global advocacy and leadership on matters affecting developing countries. Prime Minister, you can rely on Jamaica's continued support and active engagement on these initiatives, as well as in the context of the International Solar Alliance.
Earlier in the day, Prime Minister of Jamaica visited Rajghat and paid homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi. Dr. Holness arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a 4-day official visit to India. This is the first visit of Dr. Holness to India. During his visit, the Jamaican Prime Minister will also call on the President and the Vice President. He will also visit Varanasi tomorrow. Voting is in progress for the third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. 40 constituencies across 7 districts are going to polls in this phase. The polling began at 7 this morning and will end at 6 p.m. Over 44% voter turnout was recorded till 1 p.m. Over 39 lakh voters are likely to exercise their franchise to decide the fate of 415 candidates in this phase. Long queues of enthusiastic voters can be seen outside polling stations waiting for their turn to cast their votes. Now we speak to our Jammu correspondent Gulshan Raina for the latest updates on the voting. Gulshan, how is the polling progressing in the final phase of assembly polls?
Yes, Sanjay. The polling is going peacefully across 40 assembly segments of 7 districts of the Union Territory, including 4 districts in Jammu Division and 3 districts in Kashmir Division. Till 1 p.m., 44.8% polling has been recorded. If we talk about Jammu, the Chamb Assembly constituency of Jammu District has recorded the highest voter turnout with 53.21% vote, and the Banni Assembly constituency of Kathua District has recorded 52.96% voting till 1 p.m.
Gulshan, who are the prominent candidates in the fray of this phase?
If we talk about the prominent faces in the final electoral fray from Jammu, we have former Deputy Chief Minister and Congress leader Tara Chand from Chamb Assembly constituency, former Minister and BJP candidate Shyamlal Sharma from Jammu North, Congress Working President Raman Bhalla from Arashpura, Jammu South. We have former Minister and National Conference leader Ajay Sadotra from Jammu North constituency, Panther Party leader and former Minister Harshdev Singh from Chenani, Udhampur. We have former Minister and BJP leader Surjit Singh Salathia from Vijaypur Assembly constituency of Samba district, former MLA and BJP leader Devinder Singh Rana from Nagrota constituency of Jammu.
Okay, thank you Gulshan for the updates.
Thank you Anuja.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed confidence that first-time voters and women will cast their votes in huge numbers in the final phase in Jammu and Kashmir. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Haryana with the polling date approaching closer. Voting for the 90 assembly seats in the state will be held on the 5th of October. Leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies and roadshows garnering support for their party candidates. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address an election rally today at Gadpuri Toll Plaza in Palwal district near Faridabad. Counting of votes for assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana will be held on the 8th of this month. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said securing bank loans for the poor and small business owners have become much easier due to the Jan Dhan Yojana. She was addressing beneficiaries of various government schemes during a credit outreach program in Itanagar today.
PM Mudra ho, Swanidhi ho, aap kuch bhi kagaz ya sone rakhne ka, girvi rakhne ka avashyakta nahi hai. Bina security, aapko loan milta hai, aapke business aage leke jane ke liye. Aise mein 17 scheme se jo Pradhan Mantri ji le aaye, jiske dwara janta ka unke haath mein thoda paisa mile, banking suvidha mile aur unka business aage leke jana.
Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today reiterated that the government is committed towards solving the problems of farmers. Addressing the media after the second meeting with the farmers and farmers union in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan said various problems were discussed during the meeting, including the availability of pesticides and seeds along with the overuse of fertilizers. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi has said the situation along the line of actual control or LAC with China is stable but not normal. Speaking at the Chanakya Defence Dialogue in New Delhi today, Army Chief said that India wants to restore the situation to its pre-April 2020 status prior to the military standoff that began in May 2020. Tensions have escalated in West Asia as Israel has launched ground raids into southern Lebanon. The Israeli Defense Forces, or IDF, initiated limited targeted operations against the armed group Hezbollah near the border, citing immediate threats to Israeli communities in the north. Israel has also increased airstrikes on the southern suburbs of Lebanese capital, Beirut, targeting several neighborhoods after issuing evacuation orders to residents. The Lebanese Health Ministry reports that at least 95 people were killed in attacks yesterday. In Japan, Shigeru Ishiba, the leader of country's ruling Liberal Democratic Party, is set to take office as the country's prime minister and will then announce his new cabinet later in the day. Meanwhile, outgoing Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida resigned with his cabinet this morning, marking an end to his three-year tenure. On to sports. In cricket, India have clean sweep the two-match test series against Bangladesh. The hosts defeated the visitors by 7 wickets in the second test match in Kanpur this afternoon. Chasing a target of 95 runs, the hosts overhauled the score, posting 98 runs in their second innings on the last day of the second test. The hosts had defeated Bangladesh in the first test by 280 runs in Chennai. We are now joined by our sports expert, Rakesh Rao, to give an analysis of the Kanpur test. Rakesh, after day three, what really happened that turned the test match in India's favour?
Well, Indians just, they actually took Bangladesh by surprise because after day three, nobody really expected, that a result would be out in a maximum of 180 overs left. So thereafter, what we did was we just changed gears. We got those wickets. Obviously, Bangladesh's batting has been a major concern. And like in the first match, they also lost, wickets in a heap. They lost the last 4 wickets for 9 runs. And today, 55 runs and 7 wickets gone. So that was how they lost their wickets. And Indians, as I said, they changed gears, scored runs at a brisk pace, never before in the history of the game that India has ever scored at the rate of 8.22 in a test match to rattle up something like 280 plus in 35 overs.
Right.
And then again, the way they chased it down in 18 overs. Absolutely incredible.
Yeah. Rakesh, as India has clinched the two-match series now and the World Test Championship final is some time away, going forward, how it will impact India's chances?
Well, it's almost, I think Indians have virtually sealed it. But still, there is some time to go, and Indians have to just maintain it because as things stand, India has played 11 games, and the percentage is well over 70, which was already 7.61, and it will go up a little more. Australia is next with a percentage of 62.50, which is some way away. So Indians are going to be there by the looks of it.
Thank you, Rakesh, for sharing your views with us. Moving on, India's Parth Rakesh Mane won a double gold in the 10-meter air rifle and the men's team events in the ongoing International Shooting Sport Federation, IISSF, Junior World Championship at Lima in Peru. India's third gold of the day came when Gautami Bhanot, Shambhavi Kshirsagar and Anushka Thakur won junior women's 10-meter air rifle team event. India continued to lead the overall medal tally at the championships with 5 gold medals to their credit. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar today conducted an aerial survey of the flood-affected areas of the state. After taking stock of the situation, Mr. Kumar held a meeting with the officials and directed them to intensify the relief work and other basic amenities. The IMD has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Kerala and Puducherry today. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds talks with his Jamaican counterpart Dr. Andrew Holness in New Delhi, says India ready to share its experiences with Jamaica in areas of biofuel, innovation, health, education and agriculture. Voting in progress for third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir, over 44% voter turnout recorded till 1 p.m. Campaigning intensifies for assembly elections in Haryana. Tensions escalate in West Asia as Israel launches ground raids in southern Lebanon. In cricket, India clean sweeps two match test series after defeating Bangladesh by 7 wickets in Kanpur. And Indian shooter Parth Rakesh Mane bags double gold at ISSF World Junior Championships in Peru. And with that, we end the midday news.